Shop Woodhouse Ford first and experience the difference today. Our sales staff is here to make sure you find your perfect car, truck, or SUV. Visit one of our three convenient locations in Blair, Omaha, or Plattsmouth, or shop online at woodhouse.com. Woodhouse Ford. Build Ford proud.
Thank you, Big Ten. No way to reschedule Nebraska and Wisconsin. On to the next game. So Nebraska's season will have the max 7 regular season games. No Nebraska-Wisconsin this weekend. There's an outbreak on the Wisconsin football roster. 6 players, 6 staff members, including the head coach, Paul Chryst, have tested positive. I don't think the number sitting at 12 right now will sit at 12. I have a feeling that this will go a little bit higher, but there's plenty of questions to be asked. And when it starts with the quarterback, Graham Mertz, did he test negative but actually was positive and played Friday night around his teammates, around his head coach, and then the next time he tested after the game, that's when he tested positive? Or was he negative Thursday, negative Friday, tested positive Saturday or Sunday? What happened between one negative test to one positive test? Lots of questions that I think need to be asked because they help everybody else. But there's frustration. There's bummed. There's anger about this game being canceled. It'll go down as a no contest, no wins or losses. And I think people are curious on trying to connect the dots and figure out, okay, what happened? How can you prevent this in the future? What's the next step for Wisconsin? How do you feel at Illinois after playing that game where Illinois has had no positive test results? There are questions about how does it affect Nebraska. The suspensions just got this back. A couple of people now confirm this that have firsthand knowledge. The suspensions to Cam Taylor-Britt and Deontay Williams do carry over, so they will miss the first half of the Northwestern game. I was going to come in here and we're going to talk about the crazy moments of last night in the World Series. Now I'm going to elevate the fact that the head coach at Nebraska has had 2 of his 3 home openers back at his alma mater canceled. That, and if you go, he had at Central Florida another home opener canceled by a hurricane. So what is that? Is that 3 in 5 years?
I think so.
That Scott Frost has had his home opener as the head football coach of the UCF for Nebraska has been canceled. All right. As more stuff comes down, we will deliver that to you. I think this is probably an evolving story because Wisconsin has actually indicated that they are awaiting more test results. So that number of 12 could go higher and could get past thresholds and probably make a little bit more sense. But we turn this hour over to you, 951-1620. We start with Andy. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, yeah, it's really surprising that Illinois hasn't had any positives, but I called around September when they started the season, and I'm just afraid that if there's a bunch of outbreaks throughout each school, that Big Ten's going to come out and just say, well, we have to shut it down. I'm afraid it's going to happen. I hope it doesn't, but I can see it. So.
Well, Andy, I think there would be such a pushback right now from the schools. I mean, it would have to be multiple teams, like 3, 4, 5 teams, I think, before the Big Ten would step in.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not blaming anybody, but I bet you there's a bunch of players. I mean, like I said, for Wisconsin, I hope they weren't irresponsible and went to the bar and celebrated and not wearing a mask. But I don't know. I can't say anything, but you just never know.
Hey, Andy, thanks for the phone call. And I don't believe I've seen high school, college, or NFL transmission of the virus between 2 teams playing. I've not come across that. It may have happened. There may be an instance or 2, but I have not seen anything that's been documented about a transmission from 1 team playing another, high school, college, or the NFL. It's mainly been inside of your own team. But Andy does bring up a point. I think, you know, you're going to want some questions to be answered. If you're the Big Ten, those are questions you've got to have answered to see what went wrong. and how you can help the 13 other schools so they don't make the same mistake. Or they're very aware of things that could happen along the line. Now, if it's a case where the testing worked and the people that tested positive got sloppy and didn't respect the virus, then I think you got to have some serious speaks. But I'm thinking more of a testing breakdown, or no, I don't want to say breakdown. I'm starting to believe more that Graham Mertz tested negative, was actually positive, played Friday. Because when you factor in Paul Christ here, because I know people are hitting me up going, you know, they went and partied, there was a wedding they went to or something. I don't know. Do you think Paul Christ was at the same thing? Him being the football coach and having a lot of interaction with his two quarterbacks would lead me to believe the story of negative, actually was positive, played next time, tested positive. Here is Mike. Mike, thanks for the call. Welcome to the Gary Sharp Show on the Zone.
Hey, I don't think you have to worry about any Illinois players testing positive because I don't think they got close to that entire game on Friday night.
Thank you, Mike. Mike, you'll be here till 2.
But boy, I tell you what. I mean, just some perspective on Coach Frost. I mean, has there been anybody more snake bitten as new head coach at their alma mater than Scott has been? I mean, this just continues to spiral out of control for him. I mean, it's you have to question that some of this is not just, you know, coincidence.
You can't, Mike, you can't make that up, that in 3 of the 5 years you've had your home opener canceled.
Yeah, I feel sorry for the team. I mean, this would have been a great opportunity for them to kind of, you know, make a stand at home and really define the rest of the season. I think it's really up to, I mean, if they had beaten Wisconsin, I think they might have had a legitimate shot to build some momentum heading to Northwestern and then even into Penn State, maybe even pulled 2 out of 3 wins out of that string. But I just wonder if you're going to be able to get any momentum. I mean, going to Northwestern, who's kind of had Nebraska's number the last few years anyways.
Yeah,
without either one, if the Taylor, Britt, and Williams suspensions carry over, which it sounds like they are, I mean that's going to be a tough game for them to play in. I think watching Northwestern, they were probably one of the 3 most polished teams coming out of the first game. Now they were playing Maryland, but they seem to have their act together. So they're gonna have 2 games under their belt when Nebraska gets there, and they're gonna be playing at home. So it's gonna be a rough road to hoe for Scott this year. And I just feel sorry for the team. I really felt like maybe they could have made a statement against Wisconsin, but now it seems like they're gonna be clawing from the ground, you know, from the ground up, you know, from the base of the mountain all the way up again. So yeah. it's just frustrating.
Mike, thanks for the phone call. And that's, you go through the mental gymnastics of ready for the season to start, gets shut down, then it's back, and you build up to play, and you get your first game, and you're excited to come home and play, and you feel good about your chances against Wisconsin. Things are starting to unravel in Madison. You're still confident about your situation, that you're ready to play a football game because you don't get many opportunities, and now you're not going to play, and you're not going to play again until next Saturday. So there is the frustration. Now, I wonder this, and I'm just thinking out loud. It's a no contest, so there's no wins or losses. You must play 6 games to be eligible for the championship in the Big Ten. They will determine the win-loss by percentage in your division. If that's the case, you got no fans, so you could tinker with the schedule like the SEC has, but the SEC was the smart conference because they gave themselves some wiggle room. I wonder if this is even a possibility. Now, I don't know, and this has just popped in my head, so I'm thinking out loud because I'm looking ahead. November 14th, Penn State plays at Nebraska. Wisconsin plays at Michigan. I already know that Penn State and Michigan are going to play each other. But in terms of keeping everybody together to play division games, would they even think about Wisconsin and Nebraska playing on November 14th instead of both of those teams playing a cross-division game? Here is Cody. Cody, good morning. Welcome to the Gary Sharp Show.
Good morning. I haven't felt this dejected since Creighton got canceled at halftime. Quick question. If there's nothing going on Saturday, could NSAA move some of these state playoff games to Memorial Stadium?
I mean, that's a great idea, Cody, but I don't sense that Nebraska wants to open up their stadium like that.
So what will happen for the state championship game?
Well, they will open up for that. Because I think there was some discussion when the Big Ten wasn't going to play about possibly having some NSAA games there, and I don't think there was a lot of enthusiasm on Nebraska's side. State championship games on that Monday and Tuesday in late November are still a go.
All right. That's all I have for you.
Hey, Cody, thanks. We got a lot of offers, George. Watch games, go to games, maybe take in a small college game around here.
Oh. Some ideas.
Yes. See what happens. You come back and all heck breaks loose. Good morning, Steven. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you guys today?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I just had a couple comments. My wife works in the medical community, and basically they're saying if you're wearing a mask, if both parties are wearing a mask and you're keeping socially distanced, you're not really highly likely to be catching the COVID-19. She deals with it on a regular basis. What sort of a responsibility does the Big Ten have to investigate? Now you got your backup quarterback and your starting quarterback, as well as the head coach at Wisconsin, all contracted it. So it leads me to believe maybe they're not doing the right thing inside their facility.
Well,
hang up.
No, Steven, stay here with me. That's a valid question. And if I'm the Big Ten, I think you have to find out what happened, whether it be during a game away from the facility. Because it's the two quarterbacks and it's the head coach, there's part of me that believes the story that is being circulated out of Madison that Graham Mertz was tested negative even though he was positive, played while he was positive on Friday night, and the people that he came in the most contact with, i.e. the backup quarterback, his head coach, they've tested positive. And then the next time that Mertz had a test, it came back positive.
Sure, that would make sense, I guess. But what do you think about them? I know the NFL has those mask rules even on the sidelines. What do you think about those for the Big Ten going forward?
Well, I think you'll see, and you saw some coaches this weekend that weren't real interested in wearing their mask or getting used to it. You know, you saw Scott one time fumbled with his mask, pulling it up when he went to talk to an official. I think the Big Ten will probably just remind all other 13 schools about the importance of respecting the virus and how to deal with it, and you know, try and figure out how Wisconsin's situation happened that it doesn't happen on your campus. But if it's the case that he actually tested negative but it was positive, I mean, I think the Big Ten's got to do a deeper dive.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I appreciate your time. You guys have a great show, and good luck today.
Hey, thank you, Steven. We wouldn't feel the same way. I mean, we're going to be disappointed. We wouldn't feel the same way if the game gets postponed and rescheduled to, like, December 12th. But the game is canceled, not postponed. It's canceled. And now you're down to 7 games. We're going to reach out to someone. I wonder about keeping the division games if massaging the schedule is even a possibility. Wisconsin plays at Michigan on the 14th. Penn State plays at Nebraska. To find a way that you play all 6 of your division games, if that's even a realistic possibility. Here is Luke. Luke, good morning. Welcome to the Gary Sharp Show on The Zone.
Thanks for taking my call, Gary. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that, the Big Ten has been, up in arms about, Nebraska going out of conference and scheduling games, with other teams. So that's probably out of the question. But what do you see as maybe a possibility of them doing like a red-white scrimmage this Saturday as opposed to doing nothing?
You know what? We brought that up in the crossover just as kind of a tongue-in-cheek, stream it. I think they'll probably do something like that. you know, like a light scrimmage, 11-on-11, and let a lot of the backups get in and get some work. But there aren't a lot of options. You're right. They can't. People are saying, you know, Marshall's schedule is open. Why not call Marshall? It's Wednesday. You know, they don't have a lot of options. And I don't think the Big Ten is real interested in their schools rescheduling games going rogue. But we'll see. I'm sure they might do something. All right, Luke, thanks for the phone call. Nebraska and Wisconsin. So I wonder what happens next year. This was one thing about the new schedule that I liked, and this is quirky and this is nerdy of me, is I'm glad that Nebraska and Wisconsin and Iowa are now opposite of each other. For a run here, Nebraska has hosted Wisconsin and Iowa in the same year, and then the following year they have to go to both Madison and Iowa City. This new schedule, they've split it up. So this was going to be Wisconsin's second straight trip into Lincoln. I wonder what happens to the Nebraska-Wisconsin game next year. Does it remain in Lincoln? All right, one more call. We'll take a break. We got Scott Chandler coming up at the bottom of the hour. We got the mailbag coming up at noon. Plus, we'll get to more of your emails, your tweets, your calls. People are angry. People want to discuss. Tony has some thoughts. Good morning.
Morning, Gary.
How you doing, Tony?
I'm always skeptical as it is. But there just isn't something right about all this. Now, I don't want to accuse anybody of false testing, but at the same time, I kind of wonder. It's awfully convenient that you're down to your second, third. I predicted this 2 days ago, by the way. I wish I'd have called. I predicted this was going to happen, and Wisconsin was going to be able to wiggle out of this game. Now, in no way, shape, or form am I saying the virus isn't real and all that, but I am saying that you cannot tell me 100% of the time that people have not been accurate on the reporting of the accuracy of the testing and all that stuff. I don't believe for a second that the entire situation is on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's fair that a team does it the right way, does what they're supposed to do, is ready to play, and just has to give up a game when it's very important for the season. Which we are doing a season. We are in sports. We are in competition. We are there are ups and downs and everything. You have injuries. It just happens the way it happens when you play. That's what happens. I don't think it's fair that if Nebraska is ready to go, they just give up the game because the other team was irresponsible in how they prepared or can't bring enough guys to compete. To me, that's a forfeit. And I don't like the idea that we just throw this game away. It doesn't count. Like I said, with all the things that have happened from the beginning of this situation to what's going on today, I hope I'm not the only one out there that just raises an eyebrow and says, wow, this just doesn't seem on the up and up.
No, Tony, you're not, because everybody's trying to do the math on the threshold for the Big Ten and the 12 that have been announced by Wisconsin. That's why I'm led to believe that there is a big number that is coming in their next round of testing that they announce.
They're responsible about having it and then just let the guys play. You think they knew about that?
Well, that's where I'm wondering where there was a breakdown. I don't want to think that they knew that Graham Mertz was positive and they let him play. If that's the case, then the Big Ten needs to step in and they need to shut Wisconsin down for the rest of the year. And there need to be severe penalties if that is the case. But the Big Ten has to right now open an investigation of what happened at Wisconsin, because they can either help Wisconsin with the situation or they can find out that something shady went on. I think for the Big Ten, from the optic standpoint, they would rather find out that something along the testing system didn't work so well, because if it's the former, then we have some serious speaks on our hands.
If the opposite happened and Nebraska was starting to test positive, there would be a lot of hand-wringing, say, how dare you? You almost infected the best team in our conference. You were irresponsible.
Yes. That's a great point. That's great.
I mean, it's just so egregious sometimes. How I know people say Nebraska fans were a bunch of whiners. I get that. Sometimes we are. But, man, there are times where you can't help but think, wow, what the heck is it you don't like about us or our program? Because there are a lot of teams, and there's a lot of fans out there that sometimes do and say the same things we do. And it's like, yeah, that's normal. That's what they should be doing. But when it's us, no.
Tony, let me ask
Nebraska being Nebraska.
Let me ask you here real quick. If the Big Ten had wiggle room in their schedule and this game was postponed till December 12th, I'm just throwing out that date, our reaction would be a lot different, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Yep.
I want to play them. I just want a shot. I don't want them to get out of it. It almost seems like they know they're down, so they want to just get out of it. They don't care. And we're coming off a big loss. We're not exactly world beaters, but we still want to play. Mm-hmm. We're still ready to go. We'll play the 12th. We'll play the 13th. We'll play to the 24th. I know those guys will.
Yep. Tony, thanks for the phone call. That's why, does the Big Ten even look at, we got it, the division games are our most important games. Do we rearrange the schedule? November 14th. Both teams play a crossover game. Now, you'd have to take care of Penn State and Michigan because they're already scheduled to play. But if the division games are what gets you into the championship, I think you find a way to make sure that you don't lose division games. But again, this wouldn't have been an issue if you wouldn't have tried to shoehorn 8 football games into 8 weeks and you gave yourself a little time. But that's just me and you thinking out loud. All right, quick break. Scott Shanley is going to join us. We got the mailbag. We got Parker Gabriel. We got people that are ticked.
Yep.
I wonder what people in Wisconsin are thinking. Whew! Whew. Didn't want to go to... Fortunately, we don't have to go to Lincoln with 50 scholarship players. Now, the other part that the Big Ten does not have is a threshold of position groups. Like, if you only have one quarterback, you can't play. They don't have that. They have the numbers, the red, the orange, the green, the blue, and everything else we've dove deep into the last couple of days. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show on a Wednesday edition on The Zone.